This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Venezuelan authorities have arrested six people they call terrorists and hired killers in what President Nicolas Maduro says was an assassination attempt against him. The apparent attack during a military parade involved two drones with explosives. A group called the National Movement of Soldiers in T-shirts claim responsibility. Georgia State University professor Jennifer McCoy says the incident, whether real or staged, makes Maduro and his government look vulnerable.
And whether it was an actual intent on him, then it shows the vulnerability of the security because it got fairly close. If it was, on the other hand, as some have alleged, actually staged by the government to rally support, that shows the vulnerability that they're feeling for losing support because of the dire economic situation.
Maduro initially blamed Colombia and opposition supporters in the U.S. for the incident, but Bogota and Washington denied involvement. At least one car bomb blast in front of a restaurant in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, killed at least three people, wounded several others. The jihadist insurgency group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. At least 91 people were killed. It happened when a powerful earthquake rocked the Indonesian island of Lombok on Sunday. Residents and tourists raced into the street. This man from the Netherlands was injured in the rush.
Like a truck passing by, but then it got really heavy and also, yeah, the noise was crazy. So I thought, okay, this is bad, this is an earthquake. So I started running to the exit. But then everybody who was in the restaurant was also running through the exit. So it was like a big stampede and everyone fell, and there were like three or four people who fell on top of me.
Last week, 17 people were killed when an earthquake hit Lombok. This is VOA News. A vehicle carrying the U.S. ambassador to Bangladesh, Marsha Bernicot, was attacked in the capital, Dhaka, as she was leaving a farewell dinner for the chief of a non-governmental organization. Thousands of students there have been protesting traffic conditions in Dhaka over the past week over two students who were hit and killed by buses. It's unclear whether the attack on the U.S. ambassador was related to those protests. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says the Trump administration is not starry-eyed about the prospects North Korea will denuclearize. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Bolton was asked whether the U.S. might conclude Pyongyang is not serious about it.
That point may well come. As I've said to you and others before, there's nobody in this administration starry-eyed about the prospects of North Korea actually denuclearizing. But I think what's going on now is that the president is giving Kim Jong-un a master class in how to hold a door open for somebody. And if the North Koreans can't figure out how to walk through it, even the president's fiercest critics will not be able to say it's because he didn't open it wide enough.
Returning to Washington from Singapore at an Asian security conference, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo downplayed remarks by his North Korean counterpart Ri Yong-ho, who expressed alarm over Washington's insistence on denuclearization. Pompeo suggested North Korea's tone was moderated, but Pyongyang has to deliver on the commitment made in the Trump-Kim summit in Singapore in June. The White House will announce later today the reimposition of U.S. sanctions on Iran. The Secretary of State Pompeo said, in the result of Tehran's maligned activities, he says, the U.S. withdrew from the Iran nuclear agreement in May. This week's sanctions target Iran's purchase of dollars and trade in gold and precious metals and dealings in metals, coal, and industrial-related software. Ian Lustig is a University of Pennsylvania political science professor.
There's no doubt that the sanctions, both those that will be imposed now and in a way more serious sanctions to be reimposed in November having to do with oil exports, they will hurt the Iranian economy.
The Iranian currency has plummeted in recent months, prompting Tehran to ease its foreign exchange rules and arrest several people, including the deputy central bank governor, over the drop in the rial. A suicide bomber killed three Czech soldiers on a NATO foot patrol in eastern Afghanistan. An American and two Afghan soldiers were also wounded, the Taliban claiming responsibility. Get more news at our website. That's voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.